Torah chapter 5, Mishnah 8. Shaita achas be'er. If there's one mad woman in the town who's careless with her saliva, you'll see now, and she's careless with her nida, she doesn't look after herself, basically. She's a bit mishuga. Or nochris or kusis. Or there's in the town Gentiles or Kuthian women who also weren't careful with their status and their status of purity, etc. So kol harukim she'be'er t'man. So then we treat all saliva in the town is unclean, because it could have come from this one particular woman that's in the town. So even if you were uncertain if you touched it or not, we assume all of the saliva in the town is unpure saliva, because there's this person around who doesn't look after himself. Misha dasa isha al begadav, if a woman sits on his clothes, or she yashva imo besfina, or even if she sits with him on the ship. And different opinions as to exactly how she's sitting with him on the ship. But if she's a zava and sits with him on the ship, so the one opinion I saw is that if he sits, his weight will like lower the ship into the water and lift her up a little bit. And that can be looked at as if he's bearing her weight. So even if he doesn't touch her, but she's a zava, so he'll become impure. Imma kiraso ishu oichel betrumah. So in these cases, if she recognizes that he's someone who eats trumah, Kalev Torim, his clothes are pure, because in that case we assume she wouldn't have come on the boat, or she wouldn't have sat on his clothing, because she knows he eats truma, and she knows that if she sits on his clothes or comes on the boat, she's going to make him impure, so she's not going to get into that situation. Vimlav, but if not, Yishalena, he needs to go and ask her. He's got to go and ask her if she's a nida, because if she is, then he's going to be impure, and he needs to be careful with what he does.